And welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour on this December 9th. It's the live edition. And we are looking at a down market today, pretty heavily in the red here. As we begin our Tuesday, we've got the market right now down 146 on the Dow. What gives? I guess I'm going to have to come up with some kind of an explanation here. We'll do our best. The S&P 500 is down 17 points. The S&P is at 2,043. The NASDAQ is down 45. That's almost 1%. The NASDAQ is at 4,696. Crude oil, well, it's at least stabilizing here. Crude oil is at $63.01 after getting hit once again yesterday. Gold is finding a bid here. Gold likes the turmoil in the market here today. Gold is up 2.5%. That's the biggest day in gold for quite some time. Gold is at $1,225 per ounce. The euro is up today, 1.2420. The 10-year yield is at 2.21. We have all kinds of reasons for this sell-off. We would point to Ms. Yellen's, or the rumor at least, that the Fed won't be as accommodative as expected in 2015. Right now, that's a rumor. We have Greece calling a snap election. That's a big reason behind the market sell-off today. Greece is down 12% right now. They don't like that austerity. They want to get away from that austerity. They want to go back to their reckless ways, but that's not going to work to keep that Eurozone stable. So those are probably the two biggest reasons, along with China. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. You know, as I look ahead at to 2015, and I wrote this in my newsletter over the weekend, the biggest threats to the market are going to be the unknown threats. The global crises, the geopolitical events around the world, whether terrorism or countries all of a sudden having economic problems, it's the unknown that I see as the biggest fear to the bull, which is 70 months old now in 2015. And a few of those unknowns have come to light here recently. When you wake up in the morning and head out to work, you never know what you're going to face. But China, which was on a little bit of a run here recently, in fact, a nice run ever since they allowed foreign investors to have access to their A-shares, which trade on the Chinese stock exchange, all of a sudden China, and I've been wanting to get in on a little bit of this China run, but I've been waiting. I've been waiting for some kind of pullback because China's just been too hot to touch. Well, now China's starting to pull back a little bit. China was allowing the cities and the provinces to do all kinds of creative financing for their massive building projects. A lot of people call those building projects ghost towns, where they need to meet the quotas put out by the Chinese government, so they borrow money on the cheap. They get the cranes cranked up. They build and they build, and they go way beyond what's necessary. Too much supply, not enough demand. So China's having a little bit of issues here all of a sudden after one heck of a big run. And you know, one of the big hot spots a few years ago was Greece. Remember Greece and Italy and the severe problems? The bond yields had soared to 18-19%. To this day in my newsletter, I still track the Greek bonds every single week, because they're an indicator of a problem that was once on the front burner, has since gone to the back burner for the last couple of years, but it's still not really solved, is it? You know, Greece had a severe problem where their government was spending more than they were taking in, and they don't have the printing press that the Fed has. They have to depend upon the rest of the countries, the EU, European Union, they're the ones that have to print the money. Greece no longer trades. I believe it was the drachma was their currency at one time, and there was even talk of them going back to the drachma and leaving the European Union. But Greece has been a drag on the European Union, and the European Union set some rules on Greece and on Italy and on Portugal, on Spain. Look, you got to get your economic house together. You have to be austere. You have to be mindful of how much you're paying out. The pensioners are going to have to take a cut. Everybody's in this together. And it hasn't been fun for Greece. It's been painful. And they would much rather go back to their ways before. You know, I took Greek. I don't know why. And you're required to take a foreign language in college. I took ancient Greek because the Spanish classes were full. I live by the border. Would have probably been much more valuable for me to take Spanish so I could converse when I travel down to Mexico and go fishing and whatnot. But I took ancient Greek, which I enjoyed. And, you know, we had learned a lot about the Greek culture. I knew I was in trouble when they called roll. Gunderson, okay, the Norwegian raises his hand in ancient Greek class. And then the next nine were like Greek names, you know, Papadremou, Apadopoulos. Oh, man, I'm in real trouble here. Pulling an A in this class is not going to be easy. But the Greek people by nature are a fun-loving people, and austerity, that doesn't sound like any fun, and it hasn't been any fun, and now the Greeks are fed up with it, and they're calling for a snap election to try to get rid of this austerity, and that roils markets, because keeping Greece and Italy in line, which at one time were really costing the European governments, especially Germany, which, you know, they're austere by nature. And they really looked down on the Greeks, which were spending too much. So another problem with the markets here, all of a sudden, Greece is back on the front burner. And, you know, the Eurozone is already struggling enough as it is. It doesn't need to have Greece going back into recession and going back into needing more bailout money. So we'll see how that all plays out. As I was walking home, I looked at my rankings of the stocks, and I saw a stock that I own in my speculative trading account that I publish every week in my newsletter. It was Bluebird Bio, Blue. And I see here this week that they have huge news, stock up 56%. That's 2 days in a row. On Monday, it was Cubis Pharmaceutical, which was bought out over the weekend by Merck. I found both those stocks, Cubis Pharmaceutical and Bluebird, with my app. All of a sudden, they're rising in rank, and I look at them, I go, what the heck? And I look at the charts, I say, wow, there's something going on there. And I don't know that they're going to report big news on their blood drug here this week at a big conference in the Bay Area, but they did, and the stock's up 56%. So if you're not getting my push notifications and live trades, you might want to look into it. If you don't have my app, the best stocks now, I'm not making any claims. You judge for yourself. I think it's a revolutionary product. The basic app is free. You can get it at the iTunes Store, the Google Play Store, or at my website, beststocksnowapp.com. But another huge winner comes from the app in Bluebird Bio. Now, one other point I'd like to make. Right now, if you turn to the Major League Baseball channel or to ESPN Baseball or whatever, you'll find out that the winter baseball meetings are being held in San Diego right now. In fact, they're right across the street from where my wife and I live. And both of us have grown up watching baseball. We're big baseball fans. So we're just kind of wandering around like, you know, a fly on the wall and seeing all kinds of baseball greats milling around as we hang out in the lobbies of the hotel where the winter baseball meetings are taking place. Saw a lot of well-known baseball types yesterday evening. What are they doing? They're getting ready for the 2015 season. They're trying to plug the holes that would have taken them to the playoffs last year if they would have only had a right-handed reliever to bring out of the bullpen in the eighth inning. Well, this is the time of year that you should be looking at your portfolio. What is it in 2014 that you did wrong? I did plenty wrong. What is it you can do better in 2015? But the bottom line is when you start the season, or at any point in time, you want the best 30 players on the field that you can possibly find. You're the general manager of your team. Now, let's go out, doggone it, and find those players. I've got a couple when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. I said the right thing, but I must have used the wrong line. I've been on the right trail, but I must have used the wrong call. Hit us in a bad place, and I wonder what's good for. I've been in the right place.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market? And being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com. There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, as I look at the app, in fact, you can go back to the newsletter. Let's just take a look at the newsletter that I sent out over the weekend. I know on Monday, the number one ranked stock, I rank right now I have, how many in my database? I have 3,923. The number one ranked stock, let me see if it was in the newsletter over the weekend. I know on Monday it was ranked number one. Okay, let's see where it was ranked Friday, because every week in my newsletter I publish. Of course, the app has them every single day. They're ranked by performance, and they're ranked by valuation, if possible. Some stocks you can't do a valuation on, so we have to rely on the performance only in that case. Now, as I look at the newsletter from Friday, which I sent out Saturday morning, and I look at the top 300. Let's take a look and see where Bluebird Biotech was ranked. Bluebird, well, I know that Cubus Pharmaceutical was ranked right up there, and over the weekend it got bought out. And yesterday we had a 37% jump, or on Monday we had a 37% jump in Cubus Pharmaceutical, which the only portfolio I owned that in was in my speculative trading account. That one goes out every week in my newsletter for those of you who like to play a little bit more of the high flyers and like to trade a little bit more. And I also send out push notifications, and every time I make a live buy or a sell in any of the accounts that I manage. But the most activity, I would say, occurs in the trading, the speculative trading account. And as I look here at the top 300 from last Friday and Saturday's newsletter, where was Bluebird Biotech? Blue, B-L-U-E. Well, it was ranked at number, it's in the top 100 or so. There it is. Okay, so it was ranked at about number 50. But on Monday, it rose all the way up to number one, Bluebird Bio did. And again, it is a stock that I own in the speculative trading account. Not only do I publish it every Saturday in my newsletter, but when I make changes in it, I send out push notifications and an accompanying email to the live trading subscribers. Now, here's the news here today. I'm going to have to go back to my 12th grade biology class here to read this, some of the words in this, because it does get a little bit medical, but I think you can understand it. Here's what happened. Bluebird Bio's Lentiglobin delivers impressive results in beta thalassemia and shares jump. In a presentation at the American Society of Hematology meeting in San Francisco, four patients in an early-stage trial with beta thalassemia that were infused once with Bluebird Bio's Lentiglobin BB305 drug product transitioned from needing chronic blood transfusions to not needing any at all for up to 12 months. This is a major breakthrough. The news release goes on to say that beta thalassemia is an inherited blood disorder, where the patient cannot produce enough beta globin parts of hemoglobin. This results in severe anemia, requiring frequent lifelong blood transfusions. A side effect of frequent transfusions is the buildup of excess iron in the body, which obviously that's the treatment for anemia is iron pills, right? But iron also has its side effects. Excess iron in the body can damage organs and cause other problems, so this requires additional treatment. The only available curative treatment option for beta thalassemia is allogenic hematopoietic stem cell transplant, but it is restricted to pediatric patients with matched sibling donors. So this new drug that's developed by Bluebird called Lentiglobin BB305 can potentially treat these patients as well as the 75% who have no such option. Lentiglobin BB305 treats beta thalassemia, major and severe sickle cell disease, by inserting a fully functional human beta globin gene into the patient's own hematopoietic stem cells ex vivo, and then infusing the modified cells back into the patient in a process called autologous stem cell transplantation. Bluebird shares were up 61% on robust volume. Okay, how did I find Bluebird Biotechnology? Was I at the conference in San Francisco listening and taking notes from their scientist at Bluebird, which, by the way, is headquartered in Cambridge, Massachusetts? No, I was not. Was I reading the New England Journal of Medicine about prospective new drugs? No, I was not. Was I reading analyst research reports on the potential for this drug out of Bluebird Bio? No, I was not. How did I find Bluebird Bio? I found it using my app, because all of a sudden it had risen up in rank and continued to rise in rank in my app, telling me that the relative performance, there was something there. What? I didn't know, but there was something there, and the stock was being bought. Especially, you know, it would seem, I don't know, it seemed like there was some unusual volume in this stock here recently. But needless to say, I mean, it was so strong a move that the stock ended up as being number one ranked out of 3,900 in my app, which knows nothing about big words like, you know, thalassemia. It knows nothing about science. It knows nothing about phase two trials. It's all it knows is the numbers, the stock, how it's moving in relation to other stocks, potential valuation, safety, technical analysis, and for that reason led me to buy this stock in the trading account a few weeks back. And here it is, 2 days in a row we've had the biggest winner in the market. And both of them I found using my app. One was Cubis Pharmaceutical, which was bought out by Merck. And you might say, oh, Gunnarsson, you knew that Merck was going to. Are you kidding me? That's insider trading to know such a thing. That's all I know. I was home on Saturday, and I read breaking news that Merck was buying Cubis Pharmaceutical and that I owned it in that trading account. And that's all I know is that Bluebird Bio, I came to work on Monday and Tuesday, and Jim Cramer was talking about it on CNBC, and I go, what the heck is going on there? And it's one that we own. It's one that's in the speculative trading account for folks that follow my newsletter and those that get my push notifications. Symbol is blue. Not a recommendation, but an example of what a best stock now looked like. This is Bill Gunnarsson. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a hunting magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
Back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we've talked a little bit about the fallout from Greece so far. Greece was on the front burner at one time. Talking about the country of Greece here, well, I can remember when that was the eye of the hurricane, and the Greek bonds were up around 18, 19. I think I even remember like 26% at one point in time. And as I listed, as I published in the newsletter, I still watch those Greek bonds every single week. It's one of the factors that I take into account every week as I weigh the strength of the market. Those Greek bonds today, I believe they're around 7 or 8%. Let's see where the Greek bonds were as of Yeah, as of last Friday, they were at 8.3%. But I can remember when they were at 26%. Well, Greece is back on the front burner, so we'll have to see whether or not this is the big one that's going to cause the end, that's going to bring the bear market to an end. I wouldn't think so. But there's other factors out there right now. China's got, after a big, big, big run in China, all of a sudden they said, hey, we're going to restrict the easy lending policies amongst the states and the provinces and the cities here going forward. And that's also hurting the market this week. And lastly, there was some Fed rumors that they're not going to be so accommodative in 2015. Hey, it's always something, isn't it? But we can't be too upset yet about this market. It's the 70th month of the bull market that began back in March of 2009. And as I studied the market over the weekend once again, I came away with the conclusion that the bull was still intact. Now, we'll have to see this week. We do it every 7 days. We reevaluate it. Even though I'm reevaluating lots of little things on a daily basis, every weekend I present all the news that I can find and all the facts and my interpretation of those facts and present it to you every 7 days. And you can go to my website, which is pwstreet.com. I can't guarantee I'll find more winners like Bluebird Bio and Cubas Pharmaceutical, but I'll do my best. And you have to take a look at the entire portfolios. I don't ever want to cherry pick a couple here and a couple there. Take a look at the methodology that I use, which includes performance of stocks and it includes valuation. I rank the indexes around the world. I rank the asset classes around the world, and I rank individual stocks, mutual funds for you 401k investors, and ETFs, etc. One stock that I've always been enamored with, in fact, when I wrote my book in 2011, Best Stocks Now, it was one of my favorites. Oh, by the way, if you want to get the newsletter and get on the weekly mailing list, so you make a New Year's resolution that you're going to stay on top of the market in 2015. The newsletter goes out every single weekend. It's a quick read. I try to make it an enjoyable read. I try to make it easy. I try to add a little humor when I can. PWStreet.com. That's PWStreet.com to sign up for my weekly newsletter. Now, when I wrote the book back in 2011, Best Stocks Now, one of the 53 stocks that I wrote about, and it's one that I discovered when I first started using my app. I've talked about this thing before. It's in the news again this week because they came up with a good earnings report. They're headquartered in Memphis, Tennessee. The name of the company is AutoZone. Very simple stock, isn't it? How many times have you been in an AutoZone? I think I've been maybe 3 or 4 times inside of an AutoZone. I'm not one of these guys that works on my car on the weekends. You know, everybody has their thing that they enjoy doing, and I just never was too mechanical. If it can't be fixed with a hammer and duct tape, then it's probably beyond my pay grade. AutoZone operates 4,984 retail auto parts stores in the U.S., Mexico, Puerto Rico, and Brazil, offering automotive parts and accessories. It's a $19 billion company. I can remember one time an experience I had with an AutoZone. I decided I was going to save money. You know, my car was due for an oil change. I'm going to save money. I head off to the AutoZone and I buy a big pan to catch all the oil, because you don't want it just to run everywhere in your garage and everything. You got to catch it. And I bought, the quarts of oil to replenish once I had drained the old dirty stuff and put in some fresh oil into my little car. I get down underneath the car and, you know, there's a nut you got to undo under there, and of course, that thing wasn't coming off. I needed a bigger wrench. Back to the AutoZone. Get the bigger wrench. But I'm saving money, you know, by doing this myself, which some people think they're, when they when they're managing their own portfolios, they're saving money. So I go back, get the big wrench, come back. Finally, nut falls off, bang, right into the pot of oil. And the oil comes spilling out, ruins my shirt, and the nut somewhere in that oil, which is now kind of warm because I've been using it. By the time I was done, you know, now I got this big pan of oil. What am I supposed to do with that? It's tipping and spilling all over my shoes. Just a mess. So I haven't changed my oil since. I take it into like a Speedy Lube or whatnot. I'm just not very mechanical. Now, AutoZone has been a very good stock over the years, believe it or not. It's one of those stocks you drive down the street and you have no idea that there's a great stock right there on the corner by the name of AutoZone. Over the last 10 years, AutoZone has delivered 21% per year to investors. Over the last 5 years, 30% per year. Now, this is way ahead of the market. Over the last 5 years, the market's been chinking along here at 13%. AutoZone, 30%. Pretty good. You didn't know that, did you? And over the last 12 months, unless you've been listening to my show, you know AutoZone is one of those great hidden gems out there. Over the last 12 months, AutoZone up 26%. Now, let's just take a look. I have one of my books here from 2011. Best stocks now. Okay, the first stock I featured was Apple, which was trading at 50 at the time. And you know what Apple's done since then. The second one I featured was AutoZone. Well, about number four in here. AutoZone at the time was trading at $252.59. And it had a Gunderson rating of A-. And I wrote up a nice little story about it. And I gave the statistics of how it's outperformed the market. And I put out a five-year target price of $497. Now, this was back in February of 2011. Today, AutoZone's at $595 per share. It's more than exceeded my target price, and it continues to be a great stock. Well, I'm not cherry-picking one in the book. Read the whole book. You can get the book at Amazon or from my website. There's a lot of other big winners in this book also using this methodology of combining value with performance. Okay, we know the performance of AutoZone has been good. In fact, it gets an A- performance rating. Now, what about valuation? This thing's now a $19 billion company, large cap. Do they pay a dividend? No dividend yield. This is strictly a large cap growth stock. Well, valuation is currently trading at 14.5 times earnings. I reported in my show yesterday that the NASDAQ is currently trading at 22 times forward earnings. The S&P is currently trading at about 17 times forward earnings, and AutoZone's trading at about 14.5. So as we're going to compare the valuation of AutoZone against the market, it's still fairly reasonable. In addition to this, AutoZone is still growing. In fact, they're expected to grow those earnings by about 13% per year. It's trading at a slight premium to its growth rate. It gets a PEG ratio of 1.11. However, when I take next year's earnings estimates, now, get this. Next year, they're expected to make $39.92 per share in earnings. See, all you guys that are changing your own oil on the weekends and maybe putting on new brakes and a new fan belt, maybe even a new clutch. Now, those guys, I really admire those guys that can change out a clutch. You're making money for this company. This company is making money hand over fist. It's a very profitable model. I have a $1,050 target price. Stock currently trading at $600. Will it get there? Well, they got to keep growing. They got to keep being profitable. And they got to keep doing the right things. AutoZone is currently a stock I own at Gunderson Capital Management. It's ranked number 138 out of 3,923. Not a recommendation, but an example of what I think a best stocks now looks like. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to
function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. You know, I have found it very, very interesting to watch as much as I could of the winter baseball meeting. Now, how does this relate to the stock market? I'm going to bring it back to the stock market, but I've been watching a lot that's been going on here, literally right across the street from where I live. And just down the street from where I work, the winter baseball meetings, where all of the general managers and I and all the managers and all of the owners of baseball get together and discuss baseball deals, baseball, okay? And all the old-timers are there, and they're all trying to put together that winning roster, that winning lineup that will go out there and win the World Series and carry away the trophy in 2015. Of course, in 2014, it was San Francisco once again. So all my KDAL listeners, some of them are Oakland fans, I'm sure, and Oakland seems to be getting rid of all their big players right now. But San Francisco walked away with it once again, the trophy. And this year, there's, 32 teams or whatever it is now, and they all have hopes for walking away with the trophy in 2015. But the interesting part is all the different philosophies that each team carries on how to build a winning team. And it's the same way in the stock market. You know, there's philosophy in baseball of Moneyball. It's the guy that gets on base the most and that doesn't cost a lot of money to sign, not the big slugger, not the guy with the 102-mile-an-hour fastball that can win you 18, 19 games a year. Instead, it's Moneyball, and it comes down to the scouting of those players and scouts clear down to the high schools looking for the best players in baseball and trading and upgrading like we do in a portfolio. If we think we've got a weak link, we get rid of one and we upgrade it a little bit. And every once in a while, a player gets injured. A stock gets injured. The oil stocks. Look at the oil stocks right now. They're on the disabled list. But when they go on the disabled list, you know, you got to bring up somebody that can fill in while they're on the disabled list. And there's a lot of similarities between scouting stocks, and there's about as many philosophies out there as finding great ball players as there is to finding great stocks. And everybody has a different angle, don't they? Some people are pumping stocks. They don't have an angle. It's a penny stock. They own shares in it, and they're going to talk it up like it's the best thing since sliced bread. That's pumping stocks. Other people are way down at the other end of the scale, and they're looking for stocks that are trading below their intrinsic value, which takes a lot of work. You have guys that get together all the time back on Wall Street, and they give their thesis on different stocks, guys like Bill Ackman, etc., and giving their thesis as to why a stock should explode higher or conversely explode lower. And they're mostly using valuation metrics. And you have other people at the other end of the scale that say this stock is breaking out, like a player that's breaking out. We had a player in San Diego that was breaking out a couple years by the name of Chase Headley, our third baseman. He had one good year. He broke out. And everybody thought he was going to be the second coming of you know, of who was the guy that played for the Phillies, the third base, Schmidt. Mike Schmidt, the big home run hitter, third baseman. He's the second coming of Mike Schmidt. He hasn't done anything since. And if somebody wants to buy and sign him up to a seven-year contract, so be it. You know, we've watched Chase Headley here in San Diego strike out in so many crucial situations. You know, it was sickening. I stopped coming to the games. It got so sickening. Of course, he wasn't the only one striking out a crucial situation for the Padres. But there's times, you know, they're looking for the next breakout player, the momentum guys. And that's their system. And I follow a guy, or he follows me on StockTwits. Charts, not opinions. He just looks at the charts. That's all, because they'll tell you, a technical analyst, that the chart tells all. Well, you know, I don't know that the chart tells all. It doesn't tell me the PE ratio. The chart doesn't tell me the performance of the stock over the years. I guess it does in a way, but compared to the S&P 500, compared to its peers. It doesn't tell me much about the future, what the valuation is, but I like charts. Having said that, I think charts are one tool. I think valuations are another tool. I think performance is another tool. I think great management is another tool to look for, and I think that shows up a lot in track record. So everybody's got to decide. You run your little team. Maybe it's your 401k portfolio at work. Maybe it's a trading portfolio that you mess around with. Maybe it's serious money that you're investing on a daily basis. Or maybe you have somebody doing it for you. You have to decide how, what methodology, what type of scouting you're going to do, what's worked best for you over the years. Maybe it's just buying an index, okay? Maybe it's an asset allocation that spreads the money all over the place. And kind of gives you results like the Houston Astros over the years. Mediocre performance. You're not going to win any World Series with an asset allocation that's spread out all over the place over the years. But you're never going to lose too many games. And you're never going to win too many games. So each person has to decide for themselves how they're going to put together their portfolio. But in the end, aren't we all trying to do the same thing? Aren't we all trying to put the very best mutual funds on the field? To play for us, to make us money, to bring us that World Series trophy, whatever it is, in your opinion. Aren't we all trying to put the best stocks on the field? And you have to ask yourself, does your current methodology put you in a position to put the best stocks on the field? Are you just buying stocks because of rumors? Are you just buying stocks because you read about it somewhere? Or do you have a methodology? Do you have a strategy for trying to put a winning team on the field in 2015? Well, I can't guarantee any results. I'm a believer in my philosophy. If you want to follow along, my newsletter every week, pwstreet.com. Or if you want to hire me as your manager, 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based, registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.